Welcome to this edition of Catalate this Friday morning. Chuck Meather here. We look at number 11 of the Heidelberg Catechism, but is not God also merciful? Yesterday, if you recall, we looked at the wrath of God because, justly, he will not allow disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished. But here, in number 11 of the Heidelberg Catechism, the question is asked, but is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice, therefore, requires that sin, which is committed against the most high majesty of God, be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. So yes, God is merciful. We find that in Exodus 34:6. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And we continue, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children, the third and fourth generation. And the psalmist weighs in on this in Psalm 5, verses 5 and 6. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. Now keep in mind, we are at the first part of the catechism, man's misery. And we are at the end of this part and approaching the second part, man's redemption. So we'll get a clear understanding of the mercy and grace of God that comes now in the second part of the catechism. But we ought to be reminded, and Revelation 14:11 gets at that, the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night, these worshipers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name. So friends, while often we hear about the grace of God, let us not diminish that God is also the judge. And in his justice, he requires that sin, which is committed against the most high majesty of God, be punished. And not just punished, but punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. This should give us pause, not just as we examine our hearts for the sins that we have committed and how we have grieved the Holy Spirit, but also the extent of the love of God, which will ultimately remove that punishment from us. And this will set us up for a new relationship with God's law. And we'll get to that later in the catechism.